Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. He made today for you. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful. Be happy. And give God that sacrifice of praise, even if you are in the midst of losing it. It's funny, man. Like I've been going through this whole thing where I got out of upholstery. I got to just run our business, and now I had to come back, and it brings up and brews up all these things. I start getting anxious. I start kind of wigging out. I start just get overwhelmed. I start getting bitter. All these things start to happen. Now that I'm back in it, and you have to control your mind in these types of situations and these times. What are you putting in? What are you thinking about? Is it benefiting you? Are you investing your time into something that's just sending out negative things? You have to choose in life what you think on. You got to choose to just know that God's there for you. And stay on it and constantly bring your mind back to it. I was reading this morning in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And I go over this a lot, but I wanted to keep going down through the chapter. It says grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will make you full. It'll fill you up. Through the instrument of having a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice and of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Verse 3, according as his divine power has been given to us all things for life and godliness, for the purpose of reaching the epignosis of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He's given you all things for the purpose of having godliness, for purpose of having a relationship with God through the epignosis of him. You can't have a relationship without hearing from him and heeding his advice. It's in the word. It's everywhere. This is the inner thought of God. If you jump over to verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It's not of one's own private interpretation, for the prophecy came not of any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost or the divine power. This is not from man, this is from God, and it's not up to any one man's private interpretation. There is a truth, it's one truth, and we are to be workmen of the word to get to the truth. But if you want grace and if you want peace, it comes through heeding the advice of God and having a relationship with him and his son, Jesus Christ. He's given you all things for that purpose. All things. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us great and exceeding precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers or become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have a spiritual nature in us the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ to connect to God, to connect to the plug, the electricity of that spirit is to follow godliness, is to read the word and get to know God. Heed his advice. Apply a verse in your life. Start to get connected. Verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue or moral excellence, and to virtue knowledge, which is having an experiential. This is not the same word as epignosis. This is experiential knowledge, having experience and having a knowledge towards God. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, patience or endurance. And to patience, godliness. That you start with faith, And you slowly move through all these things. You start through faith. You move to moral excellence. Moral excellence is following the word, doing what the word says. It'll change in your mind. You're not to judge people. You're not to, I mean, there's so many different things in here that we are to work on. But this is after faith is believing. After faith is applying the word. And when you apply the word, you live the life that God has for you. You live the life after the flesh. It's so simple. It is so simple, yet it's so hard to get away from our thoughts, those thoughts that attack yourself. It's so hard to get away from this cosmos, watching what's everything's going on and then reacting to it. It's hard to control your mind and just think on what God says about us. Think on what God wants for us. He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. It's about finding God. And that is found through heeding his advice and believing what you hear. Pray the big prayers today. Be thankful, be not anxious for anything, but by prayers and supplications or prayers of personal needs to God, let your specific requests be declared unto God, and that peace from heaven will protect you from your thoughts, essentially. And I'll be doing that today. Have a phenomenal day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Again, I just lift up everything that's going on, and that you show me reprieve. Just show me where and how we're going to get through this, or just give me the energy to get through this. Again, I thank you for each and every moment, for the people we have, that you just continually build everybody up and that we can move in the right direction. And I'm very grateful for you and your son and everything the way you set everything up and his sacrifice for us. And I just ask for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.